Welcome to the Christmas Stocking. I'm Lee Cameron. Toys aren't a 20th century phenomenon. There have been toys as long as there have been kids. But there was an explosion of toys with the Industrial Revolution that accelerated in the last century. Also, kids weren't expected to work or do as many chores, so they had time to play. Since many of us were kids in the 20th century, and a lot of Christmas is the toys that kids get, I thought it would be fun to look back at some of the big ones. This won't be a comprehensive list. I'm sure I'll miss plenty. And we're just going to start with the first half of the 20th century. Getting through the 20th century may take 3 episodes. I'm a fan of toys. But you may be surprised how many of these toys were must-have when you were a kid, no matter when you were a kid. Oh, and one more thing? I'm not going to explain what these things are. I'm going to assume you know what they are. If you don't know what something is, I suggest you look it up, because it's probably going to be awesome. Starting right at the beginning of the century, Lionel Trains was a company started by Joshua Lionel Cowan in 1901. They weren't the first, but they were the most successful. I love Lionel Trains. The teddy bear was introduced the next year, 1902. Legend has it that it was named for our 26th president, Theodore Roosevelt. The story of his connection with a bear is not cute, and it's not fun. So I'm going to leave it right there. Crayola crayons came along in 1903. There were 8 colors for a nickel. Black, brown, blue, red, violet, orange, yellow, and green. The name Crayola comes from the French words for chalk and oily. You can look them up. I think I butchered the French language enough for this season. Raggedy Ann was introduced in 1915 as a doll, 1918 in books. She was created by a cartoonist slash author named Johnny Gruelle. They were kind of a precursor to the toys of the 80s, you know, which were on TV to sell toys. Although Johnny was a cartoonist and a writer. Tinker Toys were released in 1914, a year after the also famous Erector set. The inventor saw kids playing with pencils and empty thread spools, and a toy was born. Lincoln Logs came along in 1916, invented by famous architect Frank Lloyd Wright's son, John Lloyd. They were inspired by his dad's design of the Imperial Hotel in Tokyo, which was earthquake-proof. As far as we know, yo-yos were first played with in ancient Greece around 1000 BC. In 1928, a Filipino-American named Pedro Flores started the Yo-Yo Manufacturing Company in Santa Barbara, California. Yo-yos were pretty popular in the Philippines. Monopoly was introduced in 1934, but was based on games that had been around almost since the turn of the century. There was a game patented in 1903 called the Landlord's Game, which was meant to illustrate how the landlords got rich and the tenants got poor. Remember Sorry? That was introduced in America by Parker Brothers in 1934. The earliest version came from England, and it's based on Parcheesi. The Betsy Wetsy doll, remember that? 1935 is when it first came on the scene. It was named for the daughter of the head of the Ideal Toy Company who made it. I'm sure she appreciated that. You know, my mom's name is Betsy, and she was a little kid when these came out. I'm going to have to ask her if she was teased about that. ViewMaster 3D Viewer was introduced at the New York World's Fair in 1939, 4 years after Kodachrome came on the scene, which made small, high-quality color photos affordable. The ViewMaster was invented by a piano tuner. Silly Putty was kind of discovered in the 1940s. It was first sold as Silly Putty in 1949. Its creation was an accident in World War II when the U.S. was researching potential substitutes for rubber. I miss being able to pick up Sunday funnies on that stuff and move it someplace else. They changed the ink in the newspapers. It's not as good anymore. The Slinky is another toy that was kind of discovered by accident. As you might expect, a naval engineer was working with tension springs and one fell to the ground and it kept moving. It kept going. And he said, It was first sold in Gimbel's department store in Pennsylvania in 1945. The company that makes Tonka trucks was started in 1946. It was a sideline of a garden implement business. And then it exploded in popularity in the 1950s. Tonka is a Dakota Sioux Native American word that means great or big. It's also the name of Lake Minnetonka, which is in Minnesota, where Tonka trucks started. So that may be where it came from. Scrabble debuted in 1948. I always think of it as a depression game, like Monopoly, and it actually was initially developed during the Depression by an unemployed architect named Alfred Mosher Butts. He called it Lexico. It didn't do great. He called it crisscross words. Not much action. An entrepreneur named James Bruneau bought the rights in 1947, tweaked it a bit, and came up with the name Scrabble. But it took off in 1952 after the president of Macy's found it on vacation and decided to stock it that it really exploded, and more than 100 million have been sold around the world since then. I know I've played the Sugar Plum Fairy song a lot lately, but never like this. I think it fits in well with the topic of toys. It's the Phoenix Quartet in the Christmas Stocking. Plum, 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 sugar, plum, 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 plum,